Greetings. Welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this show. You know, if you feel trapped by a behavior that you haven't been able to stop, or if you care about someone who's in that boat, then this show is for you. Habits into Health is all about helping you learn new skills so you can stop feeling so out of control and start creating a life free of your problem habit. Doesn't that sound great? I'm a holistic therapist and habit change specialist going on almost 30 years now, and I've learned that there are some common things about all habits, and what I know is no matter how big or small a habit problem is, when it's got you in its grip, it feels big to you, big and uncontrollable. And I've discovered that there are ways to approach this, no matter what your habit is, and I'm here to help you manage those problems so they don't have to get any bigger or any more out of control. Okay, so last episode we talked a little bit about a new way to deal with the idea of resistance. If you're like a lot of people who feel stuck around a problem habit, you might be thinking or hearing from others that it's because you must be resistant. If you care about someone who's trapped in a habit that they aren't dealing with or haven't managed successfully, then thinking that your someone is resistant might make sense, right? Unfortunately, this ends up being a way of putting yourself or someone else down. It's a place of powerlessness. And on top of it, it doesn't help in succeeding around a problem habit. Last time, I described something different to try, and today I'll offer another step in that process. But before we talk about that, I'd like to lead you in our brief practice where you get a chance to slow down and connect with yourself. This is pretty essential to the Habits into Health model. It's part of what we call letting your body lead, so your mind doesn't have to. When you become attentive to your body's signals, you actually learn and listen more effectively. As well as these practices are an essential component of working through problem habits in the Habits into Health model. So I invite you now to join in with today's exercise in a way that works for you. It can help you shift your energy, and I like to say it's a practice in receiving yourself. Okay, so we're going to engage with an exercise around readiness, which is on that continuum that goes all the way to resistance on the one side. Readiness is on the other. So in this moment, just find something to look at. It doesn't matter what it is, but make it something that's relatively stationary, even if there's some movement like a tree moving in the wind or a flower moving, your bicycle as you're riding it, that kind of thing. But it could be an object that's very stationary like a cup. Maybe you're looking out a window, a street lamp, or a picture on a wall. And if looking like this isn't an option for you for one reason or another, just focus on the direction that your nose is facing. You don't have to see anything at all. In this situation, I invite you to want to reach or point toward the front of you. You just want to be able to notice what's in front as you point your nose forward, or if you're looking at an object, just want to reach or point toward it. And as best as you can, be attentive to what muscles you activate when all you do is want to reach or point. And you could start with your face, for instance. Maybe you feel something around your nose, or you feel something around your eyes. Maybe you squeeze and tighten some part of you as you want to reach. And that could include your jaws or your cheeks or inside your mouth or the outside of your mouth and your lips. Now, undo the wanting and notice what happens, say around the muscles of your eyes or the rest of your face. What happens when you stop the wanting? It's possible that you didn't notice much. That's okay. This is a little different way of doing things, and in our current world, most of us, even if you're like athletic, are not used to practicing being attentive to our muscular action patterns in quite this same way. So it usually helps to practice more than once. Let's do another round. In this moment, Just look at something, any object, or just focus on the direction your nose is facing, if you're not able to use your visual sense for one reason or another. And just want to reach a point toward the object or what's in front of you. What muscles do you activate when wanting to reach your point is all that you're doing? Check in with the muscles of your face, in your forehead, around your eyes, maybe around or inside your mouth or your lips, maybe down into your throat. Now extend that wanting. Just want to reach your point a little bit more and notice what happens when you just increase the wanting. Does anything happen in the muscular patterns of your arms or hands? Or your legs even? Maybe you can notice a tightening in your back or your belly and then down your legs. And if you don't feel anything, that's okay too. There's no right or wrong, there's just your way. Now step back and stop the wanting to reach your point. And notice what happens on a muscular level when you do this. In this exercise, were you able to recognize small movements associated with wanting to reach your point without actually reaching or pointing? Or what movements happened when you stopped wanting? What I can tell you from experience is that the more you do this kind of practice, the better you get at recognizing the small micro movements of muscles that are a part of bigger, more obvious movements. And, you know, this is really relevant because every attitude or stance you take in life includes many layers of muscular action. Whether that stance involves, you know, wanting or desiring something, which can happen with many unhealthy habits, or is it with holding back from wanting or desiring? That can happen when you're trying to stop your unhealthy behavior. And it also happens when you're in the stance that has been given the name resistance, or its softer cousin, which I call reluctance. The thing is, behavior involves muscular action at some level. It's how we humans are designed. Behavior equals action, equals muscular action patterns. And this is why when you don't notice muscular action, or when voluntary muscular action has been taken away by illness or injury, it's one of the toughest things to experience. So one of the keys for the Habits into Health approach to have a change is awakening your awareness of those invisible or almost invisible layers of muscular action, because your unhealthy habit didn't rise out of nowhere. Dealing with it on the obvious surface layer isn't necessarily the most effective place to start for most of us. Okay, now let's take a deep breath and turn our attention away from our physical practice toward the topic. And I'd like to remind you first that you are listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley, and I've been a holistic therapist for almost 30 years. During that time, I learned about effective ways to work with what all behavior has in common, which has to do with muscular action patterns, and so that you can maybe deal with your habitual behavior that's leaving you feeling unhappy with yourself. If you're dealing with a serious problem habit, or even one that's just annoying to you, even if that problem is a habit that someone else has, you can still benefit from learning new methods for dealing with the situation. So come over to habitsandhealth.com, and that's where I share some new ways to approach problem habits so that you can find your uniquely individual way toward the peace and serenity that you want for your life. You can ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire on the website, and that'll get you started. Okay, so let's discuss our topic. Last time I talked about resistance and said I don't much like the word. I mean, it's an okay word. It's just that we have associations around it that, when it comes to habit change, just aren't very friendly. I mean, if you're working with an injury, which I had to deal with a few years ago with a rotator cuff tear, you might work with resistance bands or ropes, those long ribbons or tubes of latex, which is rubber, or even latex-free, which are made out of synthetic rubber. And in this case, resistance is a good thing because it helps with rehabilitating muscles, and that's what I experienced in my rehab after my injury. Or it helps with strength training in a very low-tech way. And that's why more and more you're seeing resistance bands or tubes in gymnasiums. So it's moved from just a rehab tool to a fitness tool. So it's a good thing. And then there's the word resistance. It has to do with resistant movements, like the French resistance against the Nazis in World War II, or the many resistance movements in the world today where people have banded together, usually to fight some kind of governmental force. And in those cases, your decision about whether resistance is a good thing or a bad thing, well, it would be based on your own socioeconomic or political position, right? Well, when it comes to habit change, the word resistance usually has a judgmental association. And the person, which would mean you or someone you care about, is blamed for being resistant. Now, is that really going to help? I don't think so. When you use resistance neutrally, and that means without judgment, it just means that for some reason you're not ready to take the steps that other people think you should. Or maybe you're having an argument within yourself and some part of you isn't ready. And again, I'm not saying there's a right and a wrong. In these subjective matters, there's often no right way or wrong way. There's just the way you're traveling. And the pace of this is yours to set. Even if your pace is slower or even more self-destructive than other people feel comfortable with. Wouldn't be my preference for you, my hope for you. But it is what it is, right? And basically, trying to force yourself to change or trying to go along with the pressure from others to change, it doesn't really work. So I'm thinking, well, let's take another tack. Starting with, let's stop using the word resistance. In Habits into Health, we acknowledge that your resistance to change is serving a function, even if that function isn't in your best interest or if it's invisible to you. I prefer the word reluctance in. That's because I believe it honors the fact that you are an autonomous person who has the right to make your own decisions, even if the culture around you has decided to define you. You know, like every blonde woman who hears jokes directed toward her. Or say you're in a family situation where everyone is constrained by specific boundaries around relationship or behavior in general. In our family, we do XYZ this way or that way. And it may not be said, it may just be something you learn and practice over time. The first step, which I discussed last week around this conundrum, this readiness, reluctance, resistance continuum, is to acknowledge your reluctance is a signal. It's kind of like getting a text message and knowing who it's coming from, but not being able to focus your attention to read it or respond in the moment. The thing is, you may think you know what your problem habit is, and you might be right. But it's also likely that the problem habit you engage in on the surface has all kinds of micro habitual signals and patterns that happen first and go mostly unnoticed. So asking yourself whether you feel that pull to reach for whatever is involved in your problem habit, asking what's really going on here, and then waiting long enough for different responses to pop up. It's just really helpful for slowing your habitual behaviors down and helping you get underneath the surface. And it also leads you to a second step in the process of readying yourself. And that is to ask a slightly different question. Once I have even the smallest sense, just a smidgen of understanding of what's going on, do I still need to move toward my problem habit? And what I've found over the years is that when I do this process, the answer is often no. And the answer has a good effect most of the time, because if the answer is yes, I still want to go toward my problem habit, you have at least brought in a volitional decision as opposed to just automatically acting, which is a way of making a decision without taking responsibility for it. And that's what happens when people are stuck in unhealthy habits. It's just happening to me. I don't have anything to do with this. Now, if your answer is no, I no longer need to move toward my problem habit, then you get rewarded with the satisfaction that giving yourself time to be with yourself has led to a different outcome than the one when you had automatically acted out. This is particularly useful, especially if your automatic acting out has led to no good. So I invite you to practice with this until next time. Question one is, what's really going on right now that I'm pulling toward my problem habit? And then just listen, just notice what emerges as preliminary answers. You don't have to lock them down. And then question number two, well, now that I have a sense of what's going on, even at a small level, do I still feel the wanting to reach for my habitual behavior, for my behavior of choice, as it were? Just notice what happens in your relationship to that behavior you're feeling stuck in. We're going to take this process step by step, episode by episode, because I want to talk about how this readiness factor moves into kind of practicing stage, where maybe you're reluctant, but it's moving in the right direction, all the way to, really big time resistance. So for now, I'm going to sign off. I do want to remind you, if you think you want some help in a more personal way about turning those old habits around, then consider coming to habitsandhealth.com, or you can go to survey, you can go and look over the website, or you can just ask for the free self-assessment questionnaire. That gives yourself a chance to look into healthy possibilities for your future, right? Remember to be kind to yourself. I like to close by saying that. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is my client Conley, and what I know is that no matter how much you've tried, failed in the past, it is possible for you to master this, to stop feeling out of control over your problem habit. And then you can start creating a life where you just feel as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. So thanks so much for joining me.